it's something it's hard to explain. You know, I like the way tap dancing looks, so it's in all my movies.
The guy we see on the floor is telling a homophobic jokes, is that his actual?
Yeah, he's a guy, he's very funny. He's a local comedian that lives in Nashville, and he's known for telling jokes for hours and hours with no punchlines. They're more like, sentences or insults, but they go on and they're just terrific. I mean, I think he's one of the greats.
Any plans to make documentaries?
Documentaries? Nah, I don't have the patience for documentaries. Plus, I don't know. I'm the kind of personality that needs to make things up, that I can't just, even if they look real or they appear like they're really happening, I feel like I need to. I'm the type of guy that likes to impose myself.
Yeah. I was sort of reminded of the old folk tale of the person who wishes for eternal life but forgets to wish for eternal youth. And I was noticing, like, you have all these little Harry Smith folk songs and stuff in this and in Julian Donkey Boy, and I was wondering if you, like, maybe creating a sort of folk cinema, and if so, like, maybe that shot at the end would be the little moral or something, the real baby instead of a plastic one. I was wondering if you had that in mind, these kind of, like, folk elements.
I was saying nothing, right? I was just like, let's make a movie where people hump, smash dolls, jerk it here and jerk it there. Pretty much past that, I don't think about it.
Whilst you were filming, did you get into trouble with members of the public or the authorities?
No, that's actually something that was surprising, is because I was prepared to have, you know, bad things happen. And pretty much, I was very strange, but nobody seemed to mind. No, I mean, get serious. Like, I remember the scene where there's a dead body on the ground, and this lady, she just walked right over it. but, like, didn't even look at it, you know, like, she just stepped over it and just kept going. And then, like, another time, there's a scene where they're humping the hell out of those trash cans at night, just jamming away on them. And, this guy came out and he's like, what the fuck's going on? And then, like, I could tell he's, like, getting freaked out. He's like, I'm gonna call the cops. And then someone said, no, it's okay, we're, you know, making a movie. And he's like, oh, right. He's like, do you need the porch lights turned on? So really, people were very accommodating. It's hard nowadays to really upset people, I think. They built up these walls.
Who are the girls in the laundromat?
In the laundromat?
the
big black one is an ex-girlfriend from high school. She was much thinner back then. I admit she doesn't look that great now, but back then she could really slob it.
because this is obviously, you're sort of the South, and this film is in the South, and I'm quite interested in a lot of your films that. That's an area of America that you deal with, and so I'm kind of very interested in what that means to you and what it means to your cinema.
What the South means?
Yeah.
Well, the South is where I grew up. I grew up in Nashville, and I guess it's part I understand it. It's also changed a lot. It's different when I was a kid. It's in a lot of ways becoming like the rest of America, and it's more homogenized. It's maybe not exactly as exciting as it used to be, but there's still parts and pockets and things. And I don't know, I just, it's like a character in your life. It's like somebody that you know, you understand, like the way things look, and I just like it there. Yeah.
And do you still live there now? Or?
Yeah. No, I live in this neighborhood.
Well, did that cause you any conflict? Like,
did what?
Did that cause you any conflict that people knew all this is Harmony from our little area?
I live in a neighborhood where people don't really care. A lot of hunchbacks and lesbians just wouldn't even give a shit.
Other questions? Over to the side. Yeah, right up to the side.
You worked with Vernon Hartsock and Larry Clark. Do you know if you're going to be like working with any other directors anytime soon?
Probably not.
Slide.
I mean, Clint Eastwood I would work with. But other than that, probably not. Just, why won't I work with other directors?
Why, yeah.
Just, I don't like them.
Did you start making Mr. Langley or Kids?
No, I did, but I just don't like it. I wouldn't really like to do it again. No, but I mean, I liked it. It was fine at the time, but not now.
That's just the new thing that you've been doing that was really cool. Which is part of a collective of other directors.
Yeah.
I mean, are there a group of directors who
right.
feel sort of like-minded, or who you sort of
Is
there any shared sort of energy in those, or are you all making your own things? And
yeah, I didn't speak to any of those guys during that. But they're filmmakers and making things. That I think are great. So, you're talking about working with them like at a professional level.
Or sharing ideas, perhaps, or just something.
No, because they steal. If something existed, of course I would do it. Yeah, if something cool.
Comments? Yeah,
I just wonder why you use a synthetic mask instead of getting genuine actors to play the main three roles.
Because it's very hard to get like 90-year-old people to do that type of thing.
Who are these guys? I mean, who are these characters? Are they based on people that you do
know? Yeah. Well, honestly, they're based maybe on people that voices or things that I hear in my head. Or I let myself kind of like just get to a place that was kind of unfiltered and just I didn't really question too much. And so maybe some of the characters, the way they talk and the things they say are based on people that I know presently or knew growing up. A lot of it just comes from characters from the neighborhood and voices that I would hear, cackles and things in school and old people that would try to do things. There's a group of, there's a retirement home close by where I grew up that people would basically just pay like $19 a month to lock their grandparents up to this family, and they would just lock them up in a basement. And all these old people were like warehoused in this basement. And I remember talking to the kid of the parents who ran the place, and he said that they would just turn the heat on as high as they could turn it on and make the old people wear black turtlenecks and listen to that band Hermits, or I can't remember what their name, how, what their, Hermits. Yeah, and just on repeat, and feed them like undercooked meats and stuff. And they would sometimes, there was like a crevice down where I would notice at night that they would sometimes dig themselves out of. And so I would see them staring at windows. I would see them staring at windows. I had a neighbor, this pretty girl, that would sometimes look at.
Who would be in the crevice with them?
No. Anyways.
We've got time for a couple more questions, so I'm just going the aisle here and then.
Hi, sorry for my accent. I'm not British or English or American.
I got you, man.
Right. I like your movies because they always relax me. And many things make me angry nowadays, like internet and like YouTube comments. And, you know, there's like this whole economy about mining privacy. And in your movies, I got this sense of intimacy. And I don't know, do you think there's any room for that? Do you hope for intimacy in the future, or do you hate the internet? as well?
That's a good question.
I'm sorry. I had some dreams.
Do I hope for literacy and hate the internet? Yeah, literacy seems great. The internet, there's things about it I hate, but it's overall, it's an all right thing.
All right.
Yeah, just up in the back, and then just hand up.
A lot of your films use sort of lo-fi aesthetics and techniques. Like with this one, you said it was to sort of simulate a home movie style. But is it also to represent the characters and the themes of the movie itself?
Yeah, because it's a look. The movie's always what I cared about in films the most is like a tone, is a feeling, or an ambience, is a character and stuff, and something that was difficult to maybe articulate or to explain away. And so it's important to me that the movies feel the way I want them to feel. It's why a lot of times people don't like the movies, because it's not necessarily that you're seeing anything that's graphic or gory, but it's a feeling, and maybe it's uncomfortable, but it's something that, for whatever reason, I'm drawn to. And so so the look of the movie, maybe the degradation of the film, it's like a character. It's as important as anything in anything in the storyline. But that's not to say that all the movie or everything I'll make should have that feel to it. Sometimes it's like an emotion. You wake up one day and you feel that happy, so you make something that's happy. Do you know what I mean? Anyway.
We've got time for one last question.
The boy is a boy preacher, and he hangs out by my house, the 7-Eleven. And it's weird because his mom was in the, Twyla Tharp, the dance company. She's a great modern dancer, choreographer, but somehow, and I think her husband was actually a Hasidic Jew. But somehow this kid got me into preaching, Pentecostal preaching, so he would hang out on milk crates. He's serpents. Anyway, he's got a great personality.
One last question, actually. We'll go just down there, just inside.
The film feels so totally American.
Yeah.
And I know it's in your head,
yeah.
But did you at any time when you were making this film get that you were sort of making this American film, like, in the moment? And not just in the South, but it could be...
Yeah.
Illinois.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm the most American director making movies today. maybe it's an ode to that. Well, maybe Clint Eastwood is. Why is that? It's best left unsaid.
I think, let's just have you up at the back. Right, Lewis, on the back row. That's the
point. I was just wondering, about a year ago, you did a interview with, in a parking lot. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, interview in a parking lot.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, you spent and everything. And I just wanted to hear what your experience with that was.
I love interviews in parking lots.
But it was kind of a strange experience,
yeah.
Because like it was almost like a short film while you went away, but
right.
you didn't direct.
I mean, you can tell I love parking lots. I spent most of my time growing up in parking lots. Seems like half my life was just spent next to a dumpster in a parking lot. So honestly, like, I feel really home in parking lots. And so when they asked me where you want to do an interview, I just said a parking lot. But they're great places.
Okay, well, if you have any other questions or comments, Harvey will be outside.
Thanks. I just wanted to thank you and thank everybody for coming out. It's great. This is the first time we ever shown it here in London, and so. Appreciate it, guys.
Cool. Put films on again on Monday.
Yeah.